Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Acts chapter 2. This Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. This is the text. Today we are celebrating the Sunday of the Holy Trinity. Trinity Sunday is a day when we take a special look at the relationship that we have with the three persons of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in whose name we have been baptized. The Trinity is truly one of the great mysteries of faith. We confess the creeds. We confess our faith in the triune God. We know and believe there is a Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, yet not three gods, but one God, as the Bible clearly shows, and as we just confessed in the Athanasian Creed. But it's a hard thing to understand. From an intellectual point of view, it's something that we can't really wrap our minds around. We like things to make perfect sense. To be honest, our sinful nature really likes things to be easy. We like it when things are just easy. We want the easy button, like on the commercial, in regard to everything. And we want our God to be easy. But God does not make sense. From an intellectual point of view, he cannot be known through rational thought. And that frustrates a great number of people. It is in our nature to be doubting Thomases and only believe it when we see it. This is why faith, hope, and trust play such an important role in our lives. Faith is putting trust in something that we have not seen or don't understand. Scripture says faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you do not see. The three persons in one God, it doesn't make sense mathematically. It doesn't make sense intellectually. And it's certainly not easy. But as Christians, we should not be frightened by the unknown. Rather, we rejoice in this mystery of faith. As I like to say, if we only believe the things about the Bible that we can understand in our minds, then the God that we believe in can only be as smart as we are. That would be truly frightening. I am much more comfortable with an unknown, complex, infinite, incomprehensible God rather than one that is equal to me. We rejoice in the fact that God is complex, that he is infinite, that he is incomprehensible. He's not just some divine spiritual essence floating out there somewhere in the universe. He is a God with personality. He has decreed himself to be our Father because he is, and he has adopted us as his true children. He is full of mystery. He's also full of truth. And he has given us all of the knowledge that we need in order to know him. But even more, he has given us faith. The faith of a little child, because it is only then that we can approach him. On Wednesday at the graduation service, I preached for St. James School graduation, and I said to the graduates that of all the things that you learned in your years at St. James, I pray you learned how to recognize truth from falsehood. Because not everyone who talks about Jesus is bearing witness of the real Son of God. And not everyone who talks about God is talking about Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's why we confess the Athanasian Creed today. We want to make sure in no uncertain terms that the God of whom we are speaking is the God of the Bible. It's important that we are faithful witnesses of the real historic Jesus, the eternal one who took on flesh, bore our sin, died on the cross, rose on Easter. Not everyone who offers clever or seemingly wise words is worth listening to, and many of them aren't really talking about God as he is presented in Scripture. And false teachers love to present themselves as harmless, as friendly. As I said to the St. James graduates, sometimes Dr. Seuss is really Dr. Evil. I really did say that, but yet you needed to be there to understand the context. Throughout the centuries, the false teachers have loved to attack the incomprehensible nature of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Sinful, rational minds always want to box God into a preconceived notion of who he is or who they want him to be. Because, after all, that is our sinful nature's desire, to define God according to how we want him to be, not to see how he is presented in Scripture and understand his place in regard to our place. According to our great intellect, God doesn't make sense. Three persons, one God, interacting with each other, being separate but not being separate. But then again, it's not God's fault that our finite, limited minds cannot fully comprehend the infinite, unlimited nature of the power and majesty of God. It's not his fault that we can't figure it out. It's that we are fallen, sinful beings, and we are limited. And God is so much more than we can describe him as. You know, so many want to just, you know, have him be this force of nature that created all things, and he's this almighty sovereign creator who, as we read in Proverbs 8, you know, established the heavens and assigned the sea its limits. Oh, but he's so much more than just that. We see the depth of God's love in Peter's words. This Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified, God raised him up. This was the plan. This was always the plan. We see the epitome of love, the highest measure of love, and the depth for which he cares for you. As he, God our Father, sends his Son to suffer and die in your place, and then reveals this to you through his Spirit of truth. He has shown this amount of love to his children on earth since the days of Adam. We are the reason that he created this marvelous universe. He has known us from eternity. He has loved us from eternity, and he sent his Son to die for us so that we will be with him for all eternity. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, being three persons in one God, yes, it is a hard thing for our limited minds to understand. And we confess rightly that he is incomprehensible, which is why we openly profess that we are a people of faith and hope. and trust. It is not necessary for you to completely understand everything that is in the Bible. And it's a good thing that God does not make that a requirement for salvation. In order to be saved, you must know everything. We would all be in a great deal of trouble. It would be impossible. And there would be no gospel. There would be no good news. And our salvation would rely on our own doings and our own ability, which is why Luther says in the Catechism, I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel. We are a people of faith, called by the gospel to have the faith of a little child. And although we may not be able to fully understand some of the mysteries of God, we know that they are true because God's word is truth. Our Father is faithful. We have seen his faithful, loving acts through the sending of his Son, and he has sent to us the Spirit of truth. The greatest philosophers in the world cannot adequately, completely describe the relationship of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. However, even the smallest child who has received the Holy Spirit through baptism has that truth dwelling in his or her heart. You have the truth of God dwelling in your heart because you are the temple of this infinite, incomprehensible God. The Sunday of Holy Trinity is a day that we take time to marvel at the greatness of the one true living God. We see the greatness of the Father's creation when Christ was the workman at his side, as we read. But more importantly for us, we see the greatness of God's redemption when Christ was sent into the world to bring about a reconciliation following Adam's fall into sin. Immediately there in the garden, God put his plan into place to do away with sin, a deliberate plan. Through the foreknowledge of God, Christ was promised, and that promise was fulfilled in the cross and the empty grave. There have been thousands upon thousands of pages written explaining the complexities of the Trinity. But for God's people of faith, hope, and trust, it is God's perfect goodness and his perfect love that stands out as the defining characteristics of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is that deep and abiding love for you that flows through everything that we could say about our Lord. And we rejoice that he has revealed to us this truth and given us the faith of a little child. Rejoice in that mystery of faith. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.